Joe there.
This is Joe.
How are you doing?
Talking, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Going?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, cocky, aren't we?
No.
No.
We played good.
Well, how many points did you score?
We had 3 touchdowns.
How many were scored against you?
None.
So
we did pretty good.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. A lot of fun, except my legs hurt. My one leg hurt.
Good athletes, they play in pain, though, don't they?
I guess so. I'm making another tape, okay?
Why?
Because I really don't want to use that last one.
He's going to think it's funny.
How do you know?
Because.
Because why?
Because, I mean, everybody else's tape is probably going to be someone asking someone else stupid questions, right?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that's what it is. And it's just going to be... Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. He's tired of listening to that. And then...
He's not the one that has to listen to it. I have to listen to it.
Okay,
he's just going to listen to it to see if I can use it, is what he's going to do.
Oh, so he'll think it's funny, then. He says, yeah, this is funny. You can use it. Well, right up his face, though.
Yeah. I don't think so, Joe.
Okay. You get it?
I don't want him to think those things about me.
Oh, he probably... I thought I was joking.
I know, but still. You know how it goes.
No.
No, you don't?
Nope. But...
What are you typing?
I've got this thing from my journalism class. A little story we got to do tomorrow. And I haven't done anything today except mess around, so I'm doing them now.
They're due tomorrow?
Yeah.
How many do you have today?
There's 5 stories, but they're about, I don't know, they're not that long. It'll take me about an hour and a half. Hello?
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Did it get to take you home? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening then.
Oh, thank you.
Just that I heard everything, but how long is it going to take you?
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half? Wow. Well, I called earlier when we got home, but you weren't home.
Oh, I mean, Chloe went to get some meat.
I figured you probably went drinking.
I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Excuse me.
Okay. I do drugs, but I don't drink. Oh, I should have said that, should I?
I don't care what you say about yourself.
Okay. I'm a pimp, I'm a hoe, I'm a slut.
You don't have to overdo it, though, okay? We're just supposed to talk normal. You're not supposed to even know it's there.
I don't know what's there. What's there? What are you talking about? Are we being bugged?
No.
This is my constitutional right. So
it could be. Well, tomorrow you have to meet me before class.
I have to?
Well, you don't have to, but I need you to sign this paper saying that you know that I taped you and stuff.
Oh, it's some fishy here. You're gonna use this tape to blackmail me somehow.
How could I do that?
I don't know.
Nobody's called me about that Rolex yet.
No one has? Mm-hmm. Have you talked to another team?
No.
You better.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I would. You know what I thought?
What?
This is awful to think this. You know how, remember when I called the airport and I didn't have reservations?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe my dad is like canceling my reservations.
No, he wouldn't do that.
He didn't want me to go, or my mom, because my mom doesn't want me to go.
Well, you're a big girl. You can make your decisions.
Well, I'm calling again tomorrow to make sure. I could call right now, couldn't I?
You hold up for a second?
Yeah, hold on.
Put your tape on pause,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, put your tape back off pause.
Oh, well, I didn't even take it off. Didn't matter.
Oh.
You didn't have to
be
off the phone?
No, it was, I don't know whoever it was, I don't know.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Well, I guess they didn't want to talk to me.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
I have no friends.
That's life.
Yep.
Yes, this is really stupid.
It is. It's ridiculous. Why do you take such a stupid class?
It's not a dumb class. I like the class.
You do?
Yes.
Well, what's it for? What's the purpose?
Purpose of what?
Of the class.
I don't know. Mm. To understand people speaking better. I don't know. Don't
call me. Well, you know your professor's gonna like, he's gonna hear you saying this, and you're not even gonna know what the purpose of the class is. You think you can do a good grade after that? Gee, I don't know what the purpose of, why am I gonna take
this? I know what the purpose of my class is.
Then what is it?
It's understanding oral communication.
Ah, very good. You understand me? No? Hello?
Yeah, I understand you. He won't understand you, but I understand you, I guess. I don't know. So are you going to a street party tomorrow or what?
I don't know. It depends. I doubt I'll go.
Why?
Because
why? You don't want to be the only non-Greek girl.
No, it's more, I don't want to be drinking tomorrow, I don't think.
Why not?
I gotta see what I have to do as far as homework. Well, one thing, I have to go to the Spanish library of all places and do some research.
Hey, where's that at?
It's at the Sid Richardson Hall. It's up by,
it's a cool building.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I've been there once. Anyway, so I just
said it sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
Why, did Lon go to advertising today, do you know?
I have no clue.
Well, is he around? I guess he lives with Lord Buffy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, if you see him, tell him if he didn't go to advertising that I got the handout for him.
Okay.
And we have another assignment due.
When?
Is that the 18th or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, after I get back from Los Angeles, so I'll work on it after. It sounds like a hard one to me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to evaluate these ads. Doesn't that sound hard?
Evaluate like what?
These ads for this life insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds hard.
Can you say they're good or bad or effective or what?
I don't know. He has this little chart thing you fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it. My brother's coming down.
When?
15th, 16th, and 17th.
That's next week, right?
Yeah.
You gotta come back.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd always plan to come back. It sounds like a good idea to stay there.
It could be, you never know. It might be the best move you've ever made. You're a movie star.
I know.
You could have been, you might be a waitress like the restaurant.
That's true. Be what?
A waitress.
A waitress. They said wenches.
A what?
They said wenches. Like, I don't know what she said. See, that's true. Like, if I go out there and live for a year, you know, I don't make it. You don't make it as an actress in a year. You know?
There's people who've been, you know, who've done it, you know, trying to get on for years and years, and if they finally get the break, you can't. You just gotta be at the right place at the right time.
I know, I'm saying,
and
you know.
And a year is not, I mean.
Well, that's what I want to give it, at least a year. I want to go out there for a year and waitress and, you know, try to do it. And then if not?
What the deal is there's going to be 1,000 girls to do what you do, and it's just, it's the right place at the right time.
And have the right look.
Exactly, you know, it's a lot of it's luck, most of it's luck.
Well, my acting
teacher.
You gotta
know your acting, but there's a lot of other people, you know, who know their
acting. There's a lot of people that have natural talent for acting.
Yeah.
My acting teacher told me I have a good look. Different. She said different. I was going, oh, great.
Different. I don't know if I would take that as a joke. Yeah, different. That's a good way out of getting out of something. Yeah, it's different.
I know. I was just going, oh, okay. I mean, I took it as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I first met her. She told me this. I have to work on my scene. It's a sad one again.
Did you cry?
No, I'm supposed to have, like, my son. I lost my son to war. But I think I'm going to change it where it's my brother. Because, you know, I can identify with that more than I could losing my son. So, because we can do that. We can change him and stuff. I think that would be
cool.
Oh, it's just a monologue. It's not very long.
2-3 minutes?
No, not even that long. Probably, maybe 2 minutes, I guess, yeah. Average length of a monologue. so I'll have to be in a really sad mood on Thursday.
Well, I can call you up, like, right before and pick you out.
You put me in sad moods. Good.
That's a nice compliment. I really appreciate that, Pam. Yeah.
One time you did. You made me really impressed.
When?
I don't know. I remember before I talked to you.
Right before?
Before we went out and drank.
I made you in a sad mood.
Remember I told you, I was like, man, you really got me depressed now.
Oh, is that when you blew me off?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
So the sheriff still think I'm a bastard? Excuse me.
No. She doesn't know you. You have to come over so she can meet me.
I don't know if I want to meet her.
Why?
She already doesn't like me and I don't even know the girl.
Yes, she does. She doesn't judge people.
What?
She doesn't judge people.
She judged me?
Well, from what she saw.
She didn't see nothing.
And she what she heard me say.
That's what's scary. I mean, what do? Get off the phone and start,
No.
Then what?
That one time I did.
Why?
Because.
I've done nothing.
You've done nothing but put me in a really bad mood.
Because I've done nothing, Pam. It's like I get yelled at.
When did I yell at you?
Well, you know what I mean, but.
I didn't yell at you.
No.
No. The one time I was just really mad. I mean, it did not have everything to do with you either. I just kind of took it out on you.
Yeah, that's good.
But anyway, it's over what I said.
So, if the tape doesn't work, can you call me back about 4 in the morning and talk again?
No, I think this one will work.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
I don't understand this, how one's going to work and one is not going to work.
Well, because the other ones were just, I didn't want to use them. I don't know.
That makes no sense. Express yourself, actress.
I just didn't feel like using them, and I wanted a better one.
That's a shitty excuse. I just didn't feel like using them.
Well, there's no other excuse, because I just didn't feel like using them. So I have to bug you 2 more times.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind? I mean, if you mind, I can just...
No,
try to find somebody else. I don't know if I can. Since I only have one friend.
Who?
You.
Friend? You said we were friends. I'm joking, Pam.
Really?
Really.
That girl, she didn't call me about that stink thing.
So, you don't have a name.
I think it's too late to call.
I got tight. What? Sorry, someone came to my room.
Do you think it's too late to call?
Tonight?
Yeah.
No. No college. We'll just stay before midnight.
That's true. Well, I'm going to call her and say, look, does she want it or not? Because if not, I have another offer for it.
Mm-hmm. Let's tell her that. You have to be a shrewd businesswoman.
I really gotta sell it.
And tell her if she buys a ticket, you'll throw it a Rolex.
No way.
No way.
Wouldn't that be cool if, I mean, like, if it wasn't those girls? Any of those girls?
Yeah.
I feel bad because, you know...
You ought to call the intramural department and tell them. Ask if anyone asked for a watch. And wait a while on that. And then if no one has, and then...
No, because I'll say, bring the watch down.
Well, then they'll forget it.
Don't say my name or anything.
No, just tell them to say, maybe wait like a while and then call down and say, you know, ask if anyone has been asking for a lost Rolex.
No, I'm going to say a Rolex. I'll say a watch.
Yeah.
Because if they hear Rolex, they'll go, oh, yeah.
And then just tell them, just give them the name and the number and you'll take care of it.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd really feel bad because I was thinking, like, what if I lost that
That's
one?
What I'm saying. If I would have lost, you know, I mean, the person, you know, obviously has money, but they're still going to feel bad losing something that expensive.
Yeah. I understand. I'm not that greedy.
I
Maybe. You're right. I could be.
I mean, California is very important, though. I mean,
very important?
Well,
it is important to me to go out there.
Something.
Oh, you mean like hawk the watch and pay for California?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, you do what you want, I'm just saying.
Oh, well, see, I have the money to get California already, so. And it's sealed in an envelope and I put it in Cheryl's desk, so I wouldn't touch it. So, that's cool. Well, this might be long enough now. But Tom, you're not going to that street party tomorrow. And you're not drinking tomorrow.
Probably not.
Well, how can you tell me that we'd go drink?
Well, because you're going to be at the street party, so we can't.
So you really didn't mean it, you just said that.
No.
Huh?
No.
So like, if I didn't go to the street party, we'd go drink?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I might call you.
Okay.
When I see you tomorrow, because that street party, I have to work at it. And after I finish working, I could just cruise.
Okay, give me a call, or I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, remember to meet me there. I mean, wait for me so you can sign this paper.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.